had their feet moving, especially in the first two periods?
I think it was more of them just, you know, kicking that puck out to the neutral zone and, you know, them just leaving and, you know, getting a bounce. That was like one of the big things is, you know, you lose it in the lights and where's that puck going to bounce, which way? And as for D-man, like, it's a tough one to turn around and, you know, try find and keep your speed.
They're the first team that really kind of flew the zone as often. Is that one of the things, too, we had to sort of adjust your game plan a little bit?
Yeah, I mean, you know, you can watch video all you want, and you never know until, you know, the game starts, you know, what's going to happen. And, you know, we got behind, and, you know, we can take some good things either, but, you know, we didn't get the point we wanted.
When you see how strong your third periods have been, you know, it almost looks like you guys flip a switch. The question might be, well, how come you're not looking the same way in the first and the second period? Any thoughts on why you guys look so different in the third periods?
Yeah, I think we stick to our game plan right from the get-go, and, you know, it might look different in the third than it does in the first, but, you know, for the most part, we never get down on ourselves. We always just keep pushing, and, you know, we just, for some reason, just looks better in the third to you guys than for some reason.
It was the fourth goal, obviously the backbreaker, just given the momentum shift that seemed to come with you guys scoring back-to-back?
Yeah, I wouldn't say, you know, it took us out of it. You know, we still had push in us, and, you know, that's one thing about this team. We haven't, we don't quit till the buzzer hits, and, you know, we just got to move on now.
Have you assessed the homestand as a whole, 9 out of 12 points here in your longest homestand of the season?
Yeah, I guess we did a good job.